Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:12 on Tuesday morning. Tuesday. Yesterday we found out about Blur's Day. Just all the days. Blur's Day. And I thought, today's Blues Day. Adorable. Adorable. Yeah, nothing to be sad about. It's Tuesday. Let's get her done. The Celebrity Trash brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. We're taping that today, and there'll be a new episode for you tomorrow, every Wednesday, on the radio.com app. I think you can also find it at radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to start with this. Kamala Harris, as you know, is our VP-elect. Where will she live? Do you know where the vice president lives? We all know the pres lives in the White House. Where does the vice president live?
No idea.
Do you remember when Cheney was the vice president? People were saying, oh my God, his house is blurred out on Google Maps.
No.
Oh, you don't remember that?
No. Nope.
That's. I thought to myself, when have I ever heard anything about where the vice president lives? And it was because people said, you know, Cheney had asked them to blur where he lives. As I looked at the overhead of this place today, it's called Number One Observatory Circle. And this is where, since I guess in like 1977, the Mondale moved in there. And so six or seven vice presidents, I didn't count, have lived in this place. And it's beautiful. It's a very old home, big old mansion, 9,100 square feet on 12 acres. And it's inside this circle where the Naval Observatory is. And so when you look at it overhead, it's I don't know how many acres the whole thing is, but it's this huge circle, and there's all this naval stuff in there. And then inside the middle of that, or somewhere in there, is a mansion where this is where the vice president lives. So it's about it is. They call it a Queen Anne style. I guess it wouldn't be a Queen Anne Victorian because Victorian was a queen. So it's about 2.5 miles north of the White House. Oh, do you see the big circle?
I do.
In the middle of that? So it's somewhere in those. That's the Naval Observatory land. It's hidden from public view by shrubbery. It doesn't offer public tours. So, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I guess
yes, there's pretty good spot.
Yeah. There's the big gates. It's the official residence of the vice president since, I guess it was declared that in 74. And then Walter Mondale moved in 77. He was the first one. Every president has done things to this place. Every vice president has done stuff to it as they live there. You're allowed to redecorate. And there's even a fund, like if you're a taxpayer, and we all are, you're able to contribute, lucky you, to a fund that helps them to redecorate. George H.W. Bush installed a horseshoe pit on the grounds when he was vice president. He also installed a quarter-mile-long jogging track on the premises, which he used even after he became the president. He loved this house, and he is on the track, on the jogging track, and they'd drive him up from the White House and he'd jog on the track that he installed.
Great.
Yeah, he loved it. It really is beautiful. There's quite a few pictures of it in this particular, and there he is in one of the rooms next to a fireplace. Looks lovely. It's a big house, big, gorgeous house. When Al Gore's family lived there, there were lots of pictures of them playing frisbee and touch football in the front yard. It's, you know, having a great, because he had kids and they had a nice
Well, both
family.
Of those guys spent 8 years in that house, right?
They did, yeah.
So, I mean, I've lived here 3, and I feel like this is my forever home. So,
right. And I guess
I've never stayed anywhere that long. So, right. You know, or haven't since I was a kid. So, yeah, that's a long stay. 8 years. Probably.
What's the longest you've ever lived in a place? I mean, not like as a person on your own.
Yeah, not that long. I can't. Probably this. 3 years.
You didn't stay 3 years in your last house?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think under 3 is what that was. Like,
right, because you did move around even when you got back here in 08.
I was in San Mateo, and then I was in San Jose, and then we moved to the first house we lived in, and then this second one. And I never even got to live in the place I bought, which I intended to be my bachelor pad. Some stuff was supposed to go down there, and then I went and got married.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, yay is good.
It's no, great. I'm happy, very happy. I just mean, in the context of my bachelor pad, it never happened.
Well, look, it was a great, you know, your mom can escape there if she needs a day off from the kids in these 2 weeks.
The kids, once life resumes, that'll be our summer play spot. We'll go to the beach boardwalk, and the kids are going to basically grow up there. So I'm excited.
Well, and just think, once they hit about 16 and get their licenses, they can be like, hey, Dad, I'm going to go over there with my boyfriend. Or
no, you're not. No.
Okay. Are you
Party
sure?
At the Hassans.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Oh, my
You're such a stick in the mud.
My answer for that will be, your mom says no.
Oh, my God. That's always so funny.
I really hadn't thought of that. That sucks. Thank you.
Well, sure. You've provided them a place to go and be away from you.
And get laid.
Sure,
great.
Whatever.
I'm glad that they'll...
In your bed, probably, right?
Yeah,
I would assume that's where it's going to happen.
Thank you so much.
So back to this, the vice president. I did not know anything about the vice president's residence. The only thing I'd ever heard before this was that Dick Cheney had it blocked out on Google. Dan Quayle added a swimming pool and an exercise room during his tenure. And actually, Joe Biden told reporters that Quayle was his favorite vice president because he loves the pool so much. The pool's gorgeous. And of course, a pool house, and it's all, you know, everything's, it's 12 acres. It's beautiful. It's beautifully landscaped, as it should be. In 2009, Biden let it slip that the vice president's residence also had a bunker in it. And then everyone on his team went, no, it doesn't have a bunker, no. And the neighbors went, it has a bunker. Like, you can't believe the amount of construction that was happening while Cheney was the vice president. And that is probably why they made Google Maps block it out, because they probably dug up a huge section of the yard, made it would have looked like a quarry, and then sunk a big concrete building under there. So
now I think anybody can blur out their place. You have to go through a process on Google, but you can get your place blurred out.
I'm actually, if that's true, I'm surprised more people don't have their places blurred out.
Because it's a thing.
What? Because then people call you on it?
No. Because, like, for example, I meant to do it and haven't yet. Like,
right.
My list is always 12 things long to begin with.
Right.
And I can put that on there. But that's always going to be the thing I don't get to yet. Oh,
well,
I got it.
You don't have a team. If you're Tom Cruise or Barbara Streisand, don't you just go, I'm going to need my residence blocked out. Like, I wonder what the, is there someone who works at, theirs aren't, right? I don't know if Tom Cruise's house is blurred out. Because if there's a way to do that, I'd love to do that. Although I do look like looking at my house from above. I think that's fun. Like, you can kind of tell what year the satellite image was taken.
You pull up
tell me how to do it.
I search Google blur house, and it pulls up how to blur your house on Google Street View.
Street View
and why you should.
Oh,
so, and it's, this is from Mashable, so there's a bunch of different sites. Actually, a bunch of stuff comes up that will help you get your house blurred. You just got to go through the process.
I just wonder if you can, it would be the overhead that I would want.
Like, no, well, here's the, no, there's a front, there's all of it. Like that house in a row house is blurred. Can you see?
Yeah, I can't because you're not holding it in front of the.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. It's townhouses all right next to each other, and one of them is blurred out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that would be fine from the street. It's the overhead that I'd want. You know, you don't want people to see how they can access the back of your property. Oh, look, there's a...
For the bunker.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Biden's team said, no. There's no bunker. But neighbors said there were mysterious, loud construction sounds in the wake of 9/11 when Cheney was living there. And so, and there's somebody who's written a whole book about number one observatory circle. They call it the often overlooked but stunning residence where Kamala Harris will move. I'm not sure.
Good for her.
Yeah, I know. It's very exciting. I'm sure it crosses your mind. Where would I live as you're running for vice president? And then to see, oh, I'm going to live in a spectacular mansion. That must actually be really fun. It's just gorgeous. Did I send you that article, Bryn? Maybe we should post that up on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So people can see it. Because I didn't know anything about it.
You got
it. I love houses. Martha Stewart posted a video of herself getting the COVID vaccine yesterday. In the caption, she said she was grateful to the medical staff who were wading through the red tape and confusion of the distribution of these very important vaccines. But she'd also like you to know that she got no special treatment. She said, to allay your concerns that I jumped the line, know that I am in the approved age group for this batch of vaccines, and I waited in line with others.
I only look young. I'm actually 75.
She's actually 79.
Oh, wow.
Get out of here! I was kidding. I didn't think she was that old.
No, I didn't
Dang.
Either. I go, well, how old is she? 79 years old.
I meant to ask
so
her
to
mom.
Argue. Oh, yeah.
Because she should have gotten it, too.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I also know, and it's one of the stories, I don't necessarily need to, you know, belabor it, but we're behind in vaccines here in California. So we are, not only are we raging, but we are not getting the vaccine to the people the way we need to.
Right.
So this idea that they're going to open up these stadiums, it's one of the sort of planned ideas, open up the stadiums and do mass vaccinations at, I think it's Dodger Stadium, Padre Stadium, and maybe even here in Santa Clara. I'm not sure, but it doesn't seem like the smartest way. And yet, if we're not getting it done, we're never going to get out of this crap.
Right. It does. The rollout is confusing
Slow.
At best. I want to know where I can go get in a line. Put a line together.
Here's your headline. Lagging behind most of the U.S., California in mad dash to distribute COVID-19 vaccines.
Yikes.
Yeah, man. Get it done. What is the deal?
Yeah, I'm over 50. I'm in a danger group. I need my vaccination.
We're ready.
Totally ready. I don't bother wearing sleeves anymore because I want my...
I'm
just like, someone stick me in the arm.
Ridiculous.
Hurry up about it. Sheesh.
You cut the sleeves off your shirts daily, do you?
Every day. I don't even cut them off. I just cut a little hole, so I'm ready.
Oh,
ready,
okay.
Here, go ahead. Stick me.
Stick you.
Richard Branson is a billionaire. You know, we all know who Richard Branson is. He's a virgin guy. His mom has died of COVID-19. He is the founder of the Virgin Group. Eve Branson is her name. He announced it yesterday. He wrote a big blog post about the death, saying his mother held on for one last victory, managing to fight off the virus, but had expended all of her energy in the process. She was 96 years old. So I'm not sure if he's saying here that she didn't die. Hold on. Well, the headline says she died of COVID. He's saying she was victorious, but then had used up all her energy. But she was 96 years old. He says one of his sisters and his nephew were with her until the very end, and the wonderful nurses, whom she entertained with tales from her life and much laughter over glasses of whiskey.
I have to believe it doesn't matter how old your people are. If they die of COVID, you're mad about it.
Mm.
I have to believe that. Even 96,
right?
That's not the way that you should have gone out.
Well, and if you die of COVID, it is an exceedingly horrible death.
The loneliness alone would seem to really suck.
Well, the gasping for breath and not having a a loved one's hand to hold. It just sounds like an absolute nightmare. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is our final story here. I'm just going to slip this in. He's the surviving member of the famous Las Vegas act, Siegfried and Roy. He's terminally ill with pancreatic cancer.
He's Roy, the one that was not attacked, right?
Right. Roy died last year. He was attacked in 2003 by one of his tigers, Manticore.
And they famously said, he was trying to save me.
He was trying to save me and drag me to safety. So he was bitten and was screwed up afterward. I mean, let's face it, the guy was never the same again. He died of COVID last year. So he died of COVID. And then this year, we're finding out that Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is terminally ill with pancreatic cancer. He is 81 years old. He's been being taken care of by hospice workers at his home. It was only 9 months ago that COVID claimed Roy Horn. He passed away at the age of 75. He was partially paralyzed from that white tiger attack, which happened in 2003. So kind of a sad ending for these guys after decades of fame and success. Or if you love animals, they got exactly what they deserved. Never too early. All right, so there's the trash. I don't know. There's two sides to every story, yeah. Right, Ben? What's coming up in the news?
You like swinging?
Yeah.
Well, on a swing, I like it.
No, that's not the kind I'm talking about.
I know you.
Swinger story after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.